'Twas in the pleasant summer time I roved along the river bine, to take the air I was inclined, if nature seemed so gay. And as I walked I chanced to meet a friend sincere who did me greet, who straightway asked me most discreet to come to sweet Belfry. I then complied with his demand. He gave me sure to understand.
That tune you're hearing is from a local song called The Wedding of Sweet Beltray, written in the mid-19th century and attributed to one John Shield, a weaver. My name is Kevin Branigan, and today, myself and my friend Ruth Campbell would like to take you on a singing trail of Drogheda. We're both singers from the town, and together we've tried to find out a bit more about songs and singers from the region. We're going to tell you about a local girl, Bunny Comiskey, who worked in a local flax mill at the age of 14 and wrote a song marking the mill's closure over 100 years ago. We'll hear of Mary Ann Carolyn, a woman from just outside of the town whose family has been singing for at least 5 generations. We'll also discuss the songs which, though traditional in form, tell stories that are very modern to our ears. We hope you'll enjoy walking with us from Mell to the Marsh Road, from Lawrence Street to the North Strand, and finally down to Fiddlecase Pier at Drogheda's Quays. On the walk, you'll hear interviews with Mrs. Comiskey.
Arthur loved it.
You'll hear Pat Connor speak of her singing talents.
She'd sit down and she'd make up these songs about anyone that was in the pub at the time. She always, and she'd be as happy as Larry then. She'd forget about what she was giving out about him, you know. So
you'll hear Pat Carolyn, who will tell us a little bit about his mother, Mary Ann.
Like, when I hear my mother's name mentioned, I don't know what it is. It's just, I'm so close to this day. You'd never grow over it, no. Couldn't grow over it.
We'll hear a singing from Jerry Cullen, Fran MacPhail, Brian Leahy.
He's my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain.
Stuart Carolyn.
Saying, do not shed a tear, you followed me, my dear. And it's married, we will be.
And from Mrs. Carolyn and Mrs. Comiskey. Oh, and there'll be the odd seagull thrown in for good measure.